This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah, the deodorant's applied. We combed our hair. Todd went to the bathroom. We're ready for hour number three.
And I didn't even leave my chair. That's the,
you know. Well, the best part about it is, as we say as lawyers, it depends. And that's exactly right.
Why is there a cork on my fork? That all is relevant.
What? Wait a minute.
What? You ever see the movie, what was it? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Steve Martin, yes. and Michael Caine. Excuse me, may I go to the bathroom? Yes, Rupert. Thank you.
Did he snag over your head?
Oh, my gosh.
No,
if you have not, seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, it is hilarious.
So this is Steve Martin when he's pretending to be a disabled person. Yeah.
And he's got a cork on his fork. Why is there a cork on his fork? And he keeps hitting his head with it so he doesn't poke his eye out. That's why. I'm sorry. I digress. This is Radio Law Talk, not Radio Let's Talk About Movies.
And there's some funny stuff in there.
Well, this is what we're going to talk about this hour. This is hour number three, by the way. The thing that I am excited about is talking about the Cheeto robber. And no, we're talking about the Cheeto robber. I'm talking Cheeto cheese puffs. Stop, Tom. This is the best. Call us at 855 Law Radio.
Where's your Cheeto on his fork?
855 Law Radio. Look, this is the funnest show on earth, other than the alien shows. We have to say there's no show on earth that's better than Radio Law Talk. That's why the affiliates are jumping on board as fast as we can.
Yep.
And I got to go back and look at our latest affiliates and thank them. But we just can't. We're just so happy. But the alien shows just tick us. You know,
we must defer to the alien shows.
Look,
all of them.
You're cruising late at night. It's midnight, maybe 1 a.m., and you're in the middle of Nevada. You're lost, and you go off on the side road.
In a quasi-reliable vehicle.
Yes. No, not quasi. It's not reliable.
Running like that.
And you're cruising, and you're listening to the alien shows. Nothing better. Nothing. You will not fall asleep. So we can't beat that. But Radio Law Talk, we say go to our disclaimers page on RadioLawTalk.com. Read them. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. Hey, you know what? We're just talking about general topics of law. Go to our Twitter. I don't even look at our Twitter. I'm sorry. I don't look at that often. I look at our Instagram, and it's growing. I mean, people are following. I think we have like 25 because we don't do anything, and I'm looking, it's like, wait, it's like 1,500, man. So Radio Law Talk, just every social media we're on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
And as another disclaimer, Radio Law Talk does not represent aliens that are not from planet Earth.
Yes.
Why, we don't?
Well, unless they've got money.
Well, not to our knowledge.
Right, you pay the fee. Do they pay the fee? We'll take the case. Is that what is that? What was the
Baker?
Yeah,
Baker Mayfield said he's.
That's old. Right. Oh, that is know. Right. Baker Mayfield, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, this last week said he and his wife saw what they thought was a UFO.
His wife. By the way, his wife. Shout out. Wonderful person.
Oh, is
she's
she?
She's a great person. You know, met her a number of times. She really is a gem. So, Emily, shout out to you, man. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Cheetos. Before that, we're going to talk about, are we going to double it or nothing, Cal? That's up to you, because I could win today. I could sink my co-host.
I will go to your opponents and say, how's this? If you lose today, Fred will drop down to Todd's score.
No!
Well, if you want to put a risk on it.
Stay where we are.
Cal, throw me a bone on this one. Make it a case or no case on a case that I have actually tried, so I know the outcome.
All right, roll it, Cal. Roll it.
Oh, you want to do case or no case?
Roll it.
All right, here we go. All right, I'm ready.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Their names were Wanda and Leonard. They had just gotten married. It was a hurried wedding, occurring just a few months after they met. so no one had a chance to plan anything, much less a honeymoon. So they said their I do's at the county offices, hopped in Leonard's pickup truck, and away they went down south for some kind of an ad hoc honeymoon. They came across the Dew Drop Inn in Avon, Connecticut, and their troubles began. Not enough towels. A bad box spring mattress with a spring poking out down by the left foot.
Cal, that sounds like Todd's honeymoon.
Well, very well. In fact, that's where this is coming. I read his journal. Okay. No hot water. The breakfast they were promised was cornflakes and lukewarm milk. So they made the best of it all. Leonard said, hey, we'll have a terrible memory to share with our grandkids. It'll be great. What a way to start a relationship. Wanda, however, did not take things as well as Leonard. So not only did she complain, she decided that she was going to, she rated it as a poor place to stay. Posted all of their troubles. The next thing she knew, there was a letter from a law firm in her mail, special delivery, signature required. The form demanded an immediate retraction and removal of her review from all social media platforms, and Wanda said no. The Dew Drop Inn lawyer said, madam, you have a contract. She ran to her family lawyer and asked if she might turn the tables and sue the hotel for breach of their contract, for the bed, the towels, and the warm cornflake milk. So I ask you, and I think it's Todd, case or no case, my friend.
The lawyer said, madam, you have a contract?
Yes.
What was the contract provision?
Well, when you sign a contract, it says, if you have a bad experience, you will not post anything about it.
Oh.
Only positive reviews.
Okay.
And there are such contracts out there, by the way.
That's
including
interesting.
Including one for the Dew Drop Inn.
That is very, very
the
interesting.
Dew Drop Inn, they can't think that far ahead.
You know, because that's almost like asking somebody to sign a waiver against negligence. You know, we can treat you like crap, but you can't do anything about it. And I think that they would they could not make her do this, especially if it's on a site where, you know, they put up there so that reviews can be had. You can't just make a review out there anywhere. And because of all that, I'm going to say no case.
All right, that's fair enough. Ms. Dirks, what say you on this case or no case? You're all dressed up for television today. What say you?
Oh, did he slap him back?
No,
well,
she looks great.
The contract was real. I mean, that was a real contract. She and he, they both signed the contract saying that they cannot post any negative reviews. And the reality of it is that would be an impermissible contract if it encroached upon the First Amendment rights, right? Freedom of speech issues. So I'm going to say that it is a case, and Wanda and Leonard win.
Fair enough. Mr. Penny, it is now up to you to determine the legal fate of Wanda.
I could care less about
husband.
Wanda and her husband.
Oh, now,
you know,
come
you
on.
You know what I care about?
Leonard's a nice guy.
I care about my points. So I'm trying to figure out strategery. I don't care about this dang case.
Okay.
I want to win.
All right.
Yeah. So you're no case. You said there's a case, Denise, and what?
I say that Wanda and
Leonard
win.
Okay, you're so far behind points, you can't catch up to me, Todd. Denise, you are right there on my... I'm doing exactly what Denise said,
because guess what?
I'm only 4 points away from winning this thing.
Hmm.
So whatever Denise said, I have no legal, logical conclusion. I'm just following suit with Denise.
Well, if you want more skin in the game, we can...
leave it.
The duck points if you're wrong. You know.
No, so that. Yeah. What did you say, Denise? It's a case, and Wanda wins. That is true. I mean, you can't... There's no way that they're going to be able to say, hey, you know, you can't post stuff on social media. Because, by the way, there are cases that have come out like that. And I'm telling you right now, they can post it on social media. There has been lawsuits like that. So I know that. So maybe, but you might be right, Todd. He probably is reading about this and use this as an example. Dew Drop Inn just does not sound like intelligent people that are going to have the gumption to sue anyone.
I'm the case or no case Seabiscuit here. So, you know, follow me at your own risk.
All right, we're going to come back and we're going to find out.
What'd you decide?
I said I'm following Denise.
You follow? Okay.
Yeah, I'm following Denise still.
He's a follower.
Well, yeah, I mean... we're coming back.
Sheep.
The answer to this fascinating tale of Leonard and Wanda is coming up in a little bit right here.
I need lunch.
On Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Lunch.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
You love your dog. There's something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley, not Lurley.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
All right, we're at Case or No Case. This is all strategery. Let's see what happens with Denise and I and Todd.
So the scenario is that a couple has a bad experience on a hotel on their honeymoon, and they post social media. And I have a question, Denise.
Yes.
Does the First Amendment apply to two individuals involved in a private contract?
No.
Oh.
But I tricked Fred.
Strategery.
No, there is absolutely no trickery because I can follow her no matter what. She'll never gain points ahead of me one way or the other.
That's a good point.
I'll let Todd. Now, Todd can be catch up a little bit. When he gets close enough, then my strategery will go toward him.
So but, here's my question.
Okay.
How many of you said this was a case?
Nailed
complete made-up scenario. Mr. Kunin, congratulations, my friend.
Excellent.
I had to do the strategy. I had to block. It's like I'm playing Hollywood Squares, and I had to block her.
Yeah, so
well, I'll take a Paul Lynn in the corner for X.
Paul Lynn's best answer was, what is the one interesting thing you should never do on a honeymoon? And he said, laughing point.
I didn't know. That guy's like,
that is so funny.
That is, yeah, we've got to go back to Hollywood Squares and do that. I don't know. So Geico, we were talking about the Geico thing. So I've actually the pandemic. Okay, so what's happened in this pandemic is, and I wrote the article on this. There has been a substantial decrease in the amount of accidents and claims. And I'm not going to note my source because I'm in the trenches here, and I've talked to some insurance companies, and I've talked to actual adjusters, and they're saying, hey, their company's saying it's down 50%, the amount of claims. And so, and then Cal brought up the issue is there are statistics in some states, Cal, depends what state, there's like, the problem is a lot of the states that they do their statistics, they're still not out for the 2020.
Yeah, they're always a year and a half behind or something.
Yeah, they're always behind. Yeah. But there's four states and Texas and a few others that there's an increase in the death in a pro rata amount of deaths. And the reason they're opining is because there's not as many cars on the road and people are driving at a higher rate of speed and driving a little more reckless. So normally when you're driving home, it's just you're bumper to bumper. And, you know, you're not going to die usually in a bumper to bumper crash, but there's not many people on the road and people are just flying and they're dying in a higher rate. So yes, you're right, Cal. That's the reason why, and it's logical.
Yeah.
But the issue is, okay, what do you do with all these premiums? You need to give, you know, they're giving some premiums back to their insured.
Customers, yeah.
Yeah, their customers, the insured.
And you're talking auto insurance.
Auto insurance. And the problem is they're claiming Geico's not giving back enough. So there's a number of people who now sued Geico, who, by the way, I didn't know this, but their argument is they're one of the lowest rated. They've got a D-minus rating, according to the Consumer Federation of America and Center for Economic Justice. They say they're a D or D minus. Is it D or D minus?
I have an interesting stat about that, if you would. They say that 3% of all...
He said they say.
Yeah, so make a note, folks.
Okay, all right.
3% of all insured make a claim. Mm-hmm. 3%. Geico says we have 97% customer satisfaction.
Really?
So as long as you don't have to make a claim, I love Geico. Yeah.
Did the Gecko say that or did Geico say that?
The Gecko didn't. I read that in an article about them.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, we don't know if that's true, but
no,
this is our article.
We don't. So I can't attribute it. Unfortunately, I can't source it.
Okay, so Geico might have this, right? But they have the best commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, the caveman, so easy a caveman could do it. They had those, and they got the Geico lizard and then all this. So, look, I get it that they're maybe the coverage isn't the best according to the D-minus, but they have such great commercials. Doesn't that count for anything?
Yeah, well, we're gonna follow this, and
if you're selling the ad spread,
you're selling the ads.
If you're saying Geico is one of the most active advertisers in broadcast, man,
then why aren't they with Radio Law Talk?
Well, because you've got a lousy producer who's not good at getting Warren
Buffett. Well, no, it's not us.
I called Warren Buffett's phone number. He's not calling me back.
You know what? I'm getting on Clubhouse, and I'm going to get him going. Warren, put me up on the – but you know what? We're going to follow this. This is just starting. But here's an interesting –
Is it a class action, Fred?
Yeah. But here's – here. Yes. But here's – well, there's a starting is it a class action. Yes. But what happened is – the judge threw a few things out. The judge threw out and dismissed breach of contract and unjust enrichment claims, but then they've got to go that they that but kept in the violation of state consumer fraud law, and that's what the judge kept in. But here's the issue. A little bit of kudos to Geico. They did pay $2.5 billion in credits which was about 15% renewals from October, from April to October. It's about $150 a policy. But wow. They're saying that's not enough, is what these individuals are saying. And so the lawsuit's starting, and it is in Chicago, in Illinois. So we're going to see what's happening. And why is it in Chicago, Illinois? Does anybody know? We always bring this up. Very strict what? Laws about consumer rights in Chicago and so in Illinois.
About privacy, too.
Yeah,
about
privacy.
Your personal data, personal information.
There's a lot of strict laws there. Now, more important than this, Cal.
Yes.
Is Cheetos. Now,
look, that's a good point.
Listen to this.
I'm with you there.
Have you ever put your feet up and relaxed and ate some Cheetos, watched some TV? In fact, I'm going to stop by and get a little bit. I think I'm going to get some Cheetos on my way home today.
I think Brad's the best.
I think I'm the best, too. And what happens to your hands, Denise, I'm throwing this to you, when Cheetos are eaten?
Well, if you're me, your fingers are licked often because you get that orange.
So it's your lips that are orange.
Yeah, your lips get orange and your fingertips get orange, and they're addicting.
And
they're
what happens,
addicting.
Todd, after that?
Well, usually, I don't know, you stuff in your teeth.
Yeah, you get it in your teeth, too.
Yeah.
So how does it, they're all looking at me like, what the?
Where are you going with this?
Why did that happen?
I'm telling you where I'm going with this. What happened in Oklahoma was this individual decided, you know what? I'm going to break into that house, and I'm going to pull the, you know what, apparently the screen off and break in. And by the way, I was just at the 7-Eleven or whatever, and dang, what am I going to do with my bag of Cheetos and my drink? I think I'm just going to set them down. And I'm going to climb in here and try to go ahead. We got 10 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back.
Occasional case distracting me. It's my
fault. All right. We're going to come back.
Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Honest, we will.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Natural. That's Strauss, Strauss.com. And now let's go back to the show because we're actually going to take our break at our usual time, which is 38:45. We're supposed to be in this break now, right? What are we doing here? I'm goofed up. I'm sorry. My mind is not functioning well on time, so please forgive me. We're just going to run the spot, and I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Following a marathon session that lasted more than 27 hours, the Senate has passed a sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package along party lines. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50. The days are 49. The bill, as amended, is passed.
The measure provides $1,400 stimulus checks to individuals earning less than $75,000 a year. It extends enhanced unemployment benefits through early September. Unlike the House-passed version, there's no increase to the minimum wage. Republicans say the nearly $2 trillion in spending contains non-pandemic partisan priorities. Next week, House Democrats will be taking up the revised legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio Lock Talk. That's true. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk.
You know, during the break, I'm telling you, I have to let my co-host, Todd Funen, do this. Let's do this story, even though I started about the Oklahoma woman. Todd, that was... Then we're gonna jump to Tiger Woods case. There's some interesting things that I can talk about as a personal injury lawyer, talking about black boxes, et cetera, that I'm gonna get on. So go for it.
So this will be in the vein of Joe Friday from Dragnet. It was a Friday night. I got a call dispatched out to a location in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Spoke with a victim. She said about 8 o'clock on a Friday evening, somebody, while she was home alone with her two kids, someone tried to break in through the window. I inspected the window. The window did appear to have been ajar. Somebody had come into the house and then left through the window. I looked outside and found, just at the bottom of the window, an open bag of Cheetos and a bottle of water. The suspect had made a mistake. The suspect had left some articles behind. I may be able to identify the suspect based upon what I had seen here. Then I was notified that an individual was in custody, so I went to search that individual. Upon an oral examination of the oral cavity, I found residue of Cheetos having been eaten and still existent upon the teeth of the suspect. The Cheetos in question matched the color of the Cheeto bag left at the scene. I think I found my suspect.
That's awesome.
What happened.
That is great. Where's the applause? Clap, 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 Cal. Clap, clap, clap. Let's give him applause.
I mean,
yes, Todd.
Done in by Cheetos.
That actually happened, even though the narration was by Todd. That actually happened in Oklahoma. And Denise, put that down as the Cheeto thief. So.
Oh.
So this is an area, what, just give a brief overview, is he was at a charity, I don't know if it was a charity, but it was a golf tournament
in California,
and he's coming back. And by the way, he's driving that new Genesis SUV, which is, by the way, don't forget, Lexus is Toyota's, like, luxury.
Yes.
Now, what's happened is Hyundai now has a luxury division called Genesis, and they're kind of separating them out. And their new SUV, my daughter's like, Dad, I want to get that new SUV. Is it SV90 or whatever it is? Look at it. Was it an SV90? But whatever it is, I've seen them.
GV80.
They're beautiful, and they're high-end. And I'm telling you, as a personal injury lawyer, I saw what that vehicle went through, and I just, the pictures I'm looking at, that's why he's alive today, is because the safety features on today's vehicles, and especially a quality SUV like that. I mean, I know he damaged his legs or injured his legs, but the interesting thing we talked about last week, Denise, you weren't here, is the sheriff jumps right away, and Todd and I bantered back and forth about who gets involved, the California Highway Patrol or the sheriff, and they both do. And the sheriff comes out immediately and says, you know, well, everything looks great to us, and look, it looks just like an accident. We're going to move on, you know. And next thing you know, now they're investigating more deeply. People are probably went, sheriff, you talk too quickly. We need to investigate this thing. So the investigation's coming forward now as to what happened. Yeah.
The factor that caused them to reconsider was, he said that Tiger talked to them as soon as they got there, but the first person there said he was unconscious.
Yes.
The Tiger was unconscious when we got there. And then the firefighter said, well, when we got there, he could answer our questions, but couldn't recall the accident. So they're thinking there was, you know.
But let me tell you something. As a guy who's handled a lot of these cases, it's not unusual. Doesn't matter if you have nothing in your system.
Yeah, but
you black
trauma,
out,
right? Yeah.
Blacking out, sure. And fainting during an auto accident is not unusual. In fact, that happens quite often.
That could be even a coping mechanism.
And not only a coping mechanism, but he could have whacked his head on something. You know, a lot of times they whack their head, but before they even, seriously, they do, before they even the airbags come out, they'll hit their head on the side of the window. And then next thing you know, they're knocked out.
And this is where the issue comes up, back to what we talked about last week, which is the sheriff was so quick to say, we don't suspect any impairment from drugs or alcohol. We don't suspect that this is a DUI. This is just an ordinary accident. And look, I get that if that's the way things end up. But I felt like that statement was premature because you don't have all of the evidence yet. And what they're describing right now, the first person to come upon him was somebody who lived near there, heard the accident, and went over to the site. And then you had the firefighters show up. And Tiger Woods is saying, I don't remember driving. I don't remember the accident. I don't remember anything. Well, guess what? Some people take and I'm not saying Tiger Woods does, although I believe that this was a substance in his previous DUI in Florida, some people take Ambien to sleep. There's a warning right on Ambien that says, use with caution, you will engage in things that you don't remember doing.
We're not saying
I was always trying to get my wife to take Ambien, but anyway, so, hey, so it was,
I had that case.
So if anybody is taking Ambien, I'm not saying this is specific to Tiger Woods, just if somebody is taking Ambien, they can drive and not even remember it. And if they get into an accident or they can be DUI because of Ambien, that can happen. And all I'm saying is what Tiger Woods is saying right now, that he doesn't remember driving, that he doesn't remember, that's consistent with a head injury. That's consistent with trauma normally from an accident. It's also consistent with somebody that was taking Ambien. I don't see why the sheriff would make any statement before they got the toxicology results back from the blood.
Right. It was Tiger Woods.
And that's exactly right. What we need to do is, and I'm glad you hit that up, because people all the time, they have no memory. We've been in depositions of a lot of cases that there's no memory. And it's like, okay, but usually it's a traumatic situation. They hit their head. They have post-traumatic stress disorder. They have a concussion. There's a lot of reasons.
Now, the interesting thing here is now they're focusing on this black box.
Right.
Right? Which, you know,
in the car, correct?
Yes. The black box, these vehicles have those. And the thing that's interesting is the investigating officer for the sheriff's department authored a warrant, gave it to a judge, got a warrant from a judge to retrieve the information from the black box. And we'll get into, you know, what kind of information they can get from black boxes and what they may expect to get from that as a result of this warrant. The thing I find interesting is that the investigating officer did not also, I'm unaware of it, and in the articles that I read, they point this out, the investigating officer has not sought a warrant to get samples, did not seek a warrant to get samples of Tiger Woods' blood. Now, at this point, it would be too late because the accident was several days ago, and whatever was in his system, if there was anything, has dissipated. But they have not sought a warrant to get the results of any blood test that may have been taken at the hospital. And I'm curious as to why that has not been investigated.
And I'm curious what a black box is going to tell you.
Yeah, so a black box is very interesting. People don't realize, I wasn't speeding. The black boxes nowadays in the cars are so technically, you know, way beyond what you can ever think they would be able to analyze. They analyze your speed, your turning movements, your braking, everything. In fact, we're on a number of cases. One case is, I think we got close to 50 experts in a case that we're dealing with now. But a case that was that we're dealing with still, and it was separate than that one, the black boxes are everything. Experts are talking about the black box. You know the speed of the individual, how fast this individual is going, how long they're going that speed, when they made their turn, what degree their turn was, when the impact occurred on another vehicle, when they let their foot off the brake, I mean, and the gas and the brake, we know. So, but the question is, Denise brought this up earlier, when did this first come out? And I know the 2000s, I mean, I'm going to say the 2000s are generally when they really started coming out, because the difference between when they've come out and started and today, the difference in what's in those black boxes is dramatic. But I didn't, and this is something I didn't know. I guess in Buick, Chevy, and Cadillac, it's back in the early 1990s.
Yeah.
They brought a few out. A few came out. Now, I don't know that those old ones said. I haven't had a case where I had to determine that. But I'm telling you, in the ones nowadays, and especially in 2021, the new Genesis that is in that vehicle that Tiger crashed, that's going to have all kinds of information on it.
The old one. We've been able to determine from the black box that the vehicle was a vehicle, that it had four tires and a horn and ran on gasoline.
And that's about it. That's probably yeah. Right. So it's going to be interesting to pull the black boxes. Denise, it's going to tell what his speed was, when he slowed down, if he slowed down, if he hit the brakes, what the turning movement was, everything. And in fact, a rolling movement, rolling. One of our cases hinged on that we won a big amount because determining the turning movement of the vehicle, the black box, helped us, you know, win that case. So we'll be back. We're going to talk more about Tiger Woods crash and other stuff. Then we got quick takes. We'll be back.
Final segment of this hour of Radio Law Talk is coming right up, so stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling. But investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boys are weird. Who told you that? That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Well, we're talking about the Tiger Woods case. So, you know, I know this is up my alley, and I could talk about this forever, but there's the issue. Everyone's like, well, just sue the government. They're going to sue the city for a dangerous road. And I discussed this last week. It's not so easy. There's government codes, and it used to be Section 836, but there's all types of codes, but the code section, there's a lot of protections of the government from being sued for improper design of a road or a dangerous road. Doesn't mean there are loopholes to get around it, and there's ways to sue the city or the county for a dangerous road. But it's not as easy as you think it is. There'll be what's called motion for summary judgments. There'll be demurs trying to get out of the city or the county, get out of saying, hey, we have the right to design a road, and even if it's designed not perfectly, we're still not liable. And then the whole theory behind it is, you know, those dang plaintiff's lawyers like Fred Penny are going to take all the tax money. But every time there's an accident and there's a road issue, if they're going to pursue a government action, again, doesn't mean that we don't sue the governments, which I have, and we don't pursue it. But you got to look really deep. And again, this is again a multi-hour discussion, really deep into determine whether or not they're going to be liable under theories that the government did something wrong. And I'm God, I want to talk about something that I do. One of them is notice. You know, there's got to be a lot of notice for one thing. You know, and the government's going to be liable if they have notice of some issue. I mean, not always, but that's going to step it up. Okay, there's accidents here constantly. This light's not working. People are walking across the street and getting hit because the light's not working, and they know about it. You know, they're going to have a tough time getting out of it there. But even sometimes there's what's called design defects. They're not perfect. You have to be very careful in saying, oh, the government's going to be liable. A lot of times what people will do, what I have done, quite frankly, is here's a dangerous condition. I mean, and you know what? I'm going to write the government and tell them, you better fix this condition. It's dangerous. People are going to get killed. So, especially coming from an attorney, and I don't do that on purpose, but I did it as a citizen, but it's like, look, you have a problem here. Take care of it. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. They say there has been a lot of accidents on these roads. But be prepared that someone will be involved in this. Tiger has not called me yet, so I doubt he will. But anyway, that's the long and the short of it. One other thing, Denise, you wanted to – Denise, just so you know, Denise does family law. She's a family law attorney, and she's the person that knows about family law. And you want to talk about Sophia Vergara, right? Sophia Vergara, what's going on, and this is one of the most interesting cases you've ever heard.
Yeah, I find it really interesting. It's not technically, it does borderline between contract law and family law. In this particular case, Sophia and her prior fiancé, who she did not marry, they had done in vitro. Right, exactly. They had her eggs seminated with his sperm, and they had froze those eggs, and there were two eggs in question. And she sued about 6 years ago to make sure that he could not use those without her consent, because she was worried she's now becoming famous, and if he used and, you know, got a surrogate to raise these children, then here she is, a mother, and she may have to pay child support, and, you know, all these things are coming out there, and she thought he was just trying to, you know, kind of gain some fame. So she actually sued him for it, and the case went on for 6 years, and the judge decided that he could not use it at all without her consent. And it came back to the contract that the two had signed in the fertilization clinic itself, because that contract required both of them to consent before they could actually place those fertile eggs in a surrogate or, you know, utilize them in any way. And it makes me stop and think about, what are the rights of those eggs, those fertilized eggs? You know,
Todd, when you do it, what's the rights to you, when you go do that?
No comment, as long as Cheetos were not involved.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
I personally don't think they have any rights.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have a legal standing to bring the suit.
You're saying the egg?
Eggs, yeah, themselves. I mean, can they be third-party beneficiaries of the contract?
They have a right to remain silent. the right to not be poached.
That was bad. Cal's sleeping behind it. He didn't even catch that. All right, keep going.
Oh, no, I caught it.
Keep going, Denise.
Anyway,
do they have visitation rights?
Sophia wins. Okay. No, they don't, but they do both have joint custody, and they have to have consent by both of the parents
to
utilize the eggs and to make them into a human.
Hey, you know, I've got something going on this weekend. Can you watch the eggs while I, you know, go visitation rights? This is a drop-off and a pickup and the whole thing. I digress.
It's just really interesting that we've come that far
to where both
parties have the right, and when you have a fertilized egg that's outside of the woman's body, then the decisions are equal. And then it does change, of course, when the egg is fertilized in the woman's body, then there's different rights that are involved. And I don't want to get politicized on this issue, but I just found this to be a really interesting case.
It falls under the category of things that if you told somebody 2,000 years ago we'd be dealing with, they'd go, wait, yeah. What?
They say, no.
Beg your pardon?
And it's hard to buy gifts, Denise. Think about that.
the new, I don't know, what's his size? Do you have anything in zygote? Come on.
Well, this reminds me of a attorney by the name of Sebastian Gibson that writes down some of the dumbest questions by lawyers. So if you guys are talking about
thank
a dumb
you,
question,
Fred.
we're bringing these questions up. This is one of the questions that occurred in either a deposition in court. I've heard this said. I see you have clothes on today. Yes. Next question. That's one. You're supposed to laugh. That was pretty funny.
Oh, okay.
I think we all know. These are the dumbest questions by lawyers. I think we all know who will be the judge of that. Right, judge? I'm just throwing out some fun
judge
things.
Is going, I don't have your back on that one.
We have short time, but I just want to throw some funny things out there.
Good.
I mean, I think this is important. Did you look at the defendant when you saw him, ma'am? These are real questions asked by lawyers. Okay, Cal, let's do quick takes and let's get out of here before people turn their radio off.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is we're going to start with you, Fred, because
yes,
if you
I'm
don't
ready.
Mind. So here is Fred Penny and his
yes.
quick take. Go, Fred.
Given now that doctors can apparently try to appear in court while doing surgery, my next appearance in court, I'm going to do it while on Radio Law Talk. Here it goes. Welcome to Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Objection, Your Honor. Assumes facts, not in evidence. Lacks foundation. George, how can I help you on Radio Law Talk? What's your question?
Very good. That's a great scenario. I think it'll play out.
I think it's going
like
to play
that.
Out.
Yeah, just like that, yeah. Mr. Kuna, do you have a quick take for us, if you please?
I do. The new GEICO slogan should be, 15 class action plaintiffs or more could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ouch.
Oh, that was really good.
That's good. Denise Dirks, do you have a quick take?
I do. Next time that I burglar a house, I'm going to eat M&M's because they melt in your mouth and not in your hands.
That's perfect. No more cheetos. Hey, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate our affiliates for carrying the show. We love you. We have a lot of fans out there that we really appreciate it. And what are you doing?
Expand, you long.
I'm saying, take your time.
I gotta say is this music's driving me crazy.
Well, it's a quick take, Ben, but just say this. Please join us next week.
I'm going to, but you guys have interrupted me three times.
Well, but I want you to say it more slowly. Say it more slowly,
no,
Ben.
You just
say,
Cal, turn the dang music off.
No, this
That's
is
killing the... me. Hey, we got about 30 seconds left. Thanks for joining us. Join us every single Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, or go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to us live. Take us out, Cal. Thank you for joining us.
And that music is available at no charge, Fred.
Turn that stuff off!
Okay. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.